From Strictly VC, November 1, 2019. We have an amazing lineup of speakers, including Facebook's former Chief Security Officer Alex Stamos, Kitchen United founder Jim Collins, Cyan Bannister of Founders Fund, Steve Jurvetson and Mariana Cinco of Future Ventures, and Silicon Valley's most prominent banker, Michael Grimes of Morgan Stanley. Friday, performs 12 ounce curl. We're so excited to see a bunch of you in less than 2 weeks at our last event of 2019. Thanks in advance to Shira Frenkel of the New York Times and CNBC Laura Kolodny, who will be helping with interviews. Special thanks, too, to the early stage enterprise focused venture firm Next World Capital for hosting us at all its gorgeous space in San Francisco. Thanks to Carta, which helps companies and investors manage their cap tables, valuations, investments, and equity plans. And thanks to KCPR, the boutique tech PR and strategy firm that raised its hand early on to partner with us on this one. We're pretty much out of seats at the point, though we can squeeze in a few more of you before closing up ticket sales. This startup is making customizable sexual harassment training that it says employees won't hate or forget. Massive Funding's Castime, a four-year-old Shenzhen, China-based auto aftermarket procurement platform, has raised $80 million in Series C1 funding co-led by Sequoia Capital China and D-Source Code Capital, with participation from earlier backer Hua Partners. If you miss it, don't worry, we'll have plenty of coverage for you afterward. Hope you have a stellar weekend, everyone. See you Monday. Top news sponsored by Deal Street Asia has more here. Paidy, a five-year-old Tokyo, Japan-based company that provides instant credit to consumers, has raised $83 million in Series C funding from PayPal Ventures, Soros Capital Management, JS Capital Management, and Tyburn Capital Management. Big but not crazy big funding's Kira Biotech, a month-old Brisbane, Australia-based startup developing therapeutics that target difficult-to-treat immune system disorders, has raised $13.80 million in funding led by One Ventures, IP Group, and the Advance Queensland Business Development Fund. OZY Media, a six-year-old Mountain View, Ka-based media and entertainment company, just raised $35 million in Series C funding led by famed hedge fund manager Mark Lassery, with participation from Interlock Partners, Lion Tree, Adenum Investment, GSE Capital, Axel Springer, Emerson Collective, and several individual investors. The company also secured $60 million in new debt financing. TechCrunch has more here. Mar here. Axios has more here. Smaller fundings, new funds, IPOs, people sponsored by Jobs Essential Reads, Dieter's Retail Therapy.